Tuning in, Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of Life Source Ministries on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. At this podcasting, I will bring to you the second segment of Jesus Makes the Difference. The scripture reading is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 14 through 22, and God's word is as follows. For he is our peace, who has made both us one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances. He that might create in himself one new man in place of two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end. And come and preach peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. The sermonic selection is entitled The Blood Still Works by Malcolm Williams and Great Faith.
We'll be right back.
let us pray. May the words of my mouth impart grace and peace, Lord, as you are my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The scripture has been read for your hearing and meditation as it relates to this message. There are 2 points that I want to share in this second segment of Jesus Makes the Difference. Number one, through Jesus Christ, people are reconciled. And the second point is, in Jesus Christ, people are insiders. Reconciled is the past tense of the verb reconcile. It means to restore friendly relations after a disagreement. Now, would you consider being outside God's graces as being in disagreement with God and his son, Jesus Christ? Reconcile means to restore friendly relations after a disagreement. Reconcile means to cause to coexist in harmony or make peace between. Second, through Jesus Christ, people are reconciled to God. From the distressing description of the Gentiles, as Paul described what had been done for them by Christ, Jesus came to outsiders and made it possible for them to become insiders. In verse 13, we see that through his marvelous work of shedding his blood on the cross, the Gentiles now live in vital union with God. Furthermore, Christ's reconciliation brings great benefits. It brings peace. Verse 14 states that, "For he is our peace who has made us both one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility." Jesus made possible a harmonious relationship between God and humankind and between fellow human beings. Christ's reconciliation brings access, for through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. That is to say that we, as Christians, have an access or right of approach to God, who is our Heavenly Father. We don't have to be standoffish, shy, or apprehensive about approaching God, because we have a right of approach to God given to us through Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, people are insiders. Receivers of Christ's reconciliation become insiders. When we speak metaphorically, we say those who once were strangers have now become insiders of God's country. They have become citizens of God's territory. They have become citizens of God's kingdom. They are now children of God's family. Jesus gave the Gentiles a sense of belonging. Paul says to the Gentiles, "So when you are no longer strangers or sojourners, you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone. Together with Jewish believers, Gentiles form the true Israel of God. They are the blessed seed of Abraham, who is the father of Isaac and Jacob. Jesus Christ is the focal point for both Jewish believers and Gentile believers. Jesus Christ himself being the cornerstone." Believe it or not, believers can learn to be insiders. You see, becoming a believer is a learned behavior. Once individuals come into the kingdom of heaven, they need to learn the privileges and obligations of kingdom people. So today, I'll leave you with some metaphors that teach valuable lessons. A political metaphor teaches that believers are citizens subject to municipal regulations. You have to live within the law. A physiological metaphor teaches that believers are part of the body and take orders from the head, which is Jesus Christ. A medical metaphor teaches that he is a mighty healer. A pharmaceutical metaphor teaches that he is a balm in Gilead. A geographical agricultural metaphor teaches believers that Jesus is water in dry places, and indeed he is bread in a starving land. We can learn to depend on him who is the great provider. An agricultural metaphor teaches that a building is built on the foundation of Jesus. An astrological metaphor teaches that he is the light of the world and the bright morning star. A botanical metaphor teaches he is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. A consultative metaphor teaches that Jesus is the mighty counselor, and we should lean not on our own understanding. An economical metaphor teaches that we will prosper as our soul prospers. And lastly, a petrological, geological metaphor teaches the Lord is a rock, a tested stone. He is a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. He is a living stone. The Lord is a solid rock. Do you want to be in the kingdom of God? If your answer is yes, you must understand that you have to come through Jesus Christ. Apart from him, you are an outsider. Open your heart to let him in and become an insider. Jesus makes the difference. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts and minds as we look back on our daily lives, taking an account of all situations and find God there. Cause us to realize that just like buildings, our lives need a solid foundation, and that foundation is Jesus. Let us invite Jesus in so that he can make a difference. Let us invite Jesus in so that he can make a difference in our lives. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Our closing song is entitled Reconciled. I am reconciled.
Reconciled, I'm reconciled, I'm reconciled to God forever. Knew he took away my sin. I know his love will leave me never. Reconciled, I am his child. I know it was on me he smiled. I'm reconciled, I'm reconciled to God. Justified, I'm justified. It's just as if I'd never sinned. And once I knew such guilty fear, but now I know his peace within me. Justified, I'm justified. It's all I'm justified by
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.